Welcome, everyone, to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Good morning, everyone, for Friday, January 3rd, 2025. Good to have you with us. Did not mean to do that. Oh, well. Anyway, it is now time to read the weather. For Dallas, Oregon, that is. So here we go. Today's weather for Friday, January 3rd. Apparently today's a Friday. I just recently discovered that, interestingly enough. Cloudy and increasingly windy with a couple showers. High of 53. Tonight, breezy this evening. Cloudy with a couple showers. Low of 45. Here's the current weather as of 8:01 a.m., which is the current time also. 43 Fahrenheit, real feel, 42, and cloudy skies. Wind is south 2 miles per hour, wind gusts up to 4 miles per hour. Air quality is excellent. And for the minute cast, there's periods of rain for at least 60 minutes. On the Dallas weather radar maps, there's a lot of rain going on right now across Salem, Portland, and most of the northern coast, and Seattle as well. Here's your 10-day weather forecast. For today, on January 3rd, it'll be raining with 53 high, 45 low, with a couple showers. Tonight, showers around, breezy early, 96% chance of precipitation. On Saturday, January 4th, it'll be 50 high, 47 low, cloudy with a few showers, and cloudy with showers in the evening, with an 84% chance of precipitation. On Sunday, January 5th, 54 high, 43 low. Excuse me again, mostly cloudy, a little rain. Overcast, showers around late, 80% chance. On Monday, January 6th, it'll be 52 high, 33 low. Rain and drizzle in the morning, and partly cloudy in the evening, with 65% chance. On Tuesday, January 7th, 46 high, 35 low, with clearing skies and increasing clouds in the evening, but barely any rain at all. On Wednesday, January 8th, it'll be 48 high, 36 low, with a turn of the twist, with mostly sunny skies and partly cloudy skies in the evening. No rain whatsoever. On Thursday, January 9th, it'll be 51 high, 35 low, with mostly sunny skies and partly cloudy skies, with barely any rain at all. On Friday, January 10th, it'll be occasional afternoon rain with 55% chance, and mainly cloudy in the evening. On Saturday, January 11th, it'll be 50 high, 35 low, with clouds and sun and clear skies in the evening. And now on Sunday, January 12th, it'll be 48 high, 33 low, with mostly sunny skies and clear in the evening as well. Here's the sun phase. It'll rise at 7:51 a.m., which is not that far away, and it will set at 4:45 p.m. And the moon phase is a waxing crescent. The air quality is excellent, of course. It's ideal for most individuals. Enjoy your normal outdoor activities if you dare. The tree pollen, ragweed pollen, mold, grass pollen, and dust and dander is also low. Interestingly enough. There you go, that's the weather. Alright, so there you go. That's the weather, as I said earlier. anyway. Alright, it's 8:05 a.m. So there we go. Alright, so what can we do for the next 5 minutes, guys? I'm not really sure. I would read a news story, but, everything's just gonna become sad after January 20th. Which is kind of unfortunate. That's a Monday, by the way. That's the day where, the new president's gonna get inaugurated, by the way. And that's where everything gets a turn for the worse. But Let's hope not, guys. So, we'll see. Anyway, I guess I could put the commercial in early, I guess. But that doesn't help us much good, though. Let me switch that over so it's not distracting. Alright, so here we go. We put this one in. I know it's not going to play automatically, though, but there you go. Yeah, I didn't want to put that one in anyway. Okay, I'll finish off with that one. Why not? That should be around 3 minutes, I think. Sorry about that. See what we could play here. Let's play Scars You're Beautiful by Alicia Cara. And after that, we'll play... let's see what we got here. Let's play something different. Cher, Believe, the single version. It's just called Believe by Cher. It just says it's the single version, but it's close enough. I put the item in here so I know when I have to trigger it. It's not quite ready yet, but it'll be there soon. And my ear was itching there, but I got it. So, yeah. Anyway, yesterday's morning show was great, guys. Only problem was it got up to two hours later than usual because I had to go to the pool. I did forget to mention that, guys. My apologies. But... I mean, it could have been uploaded much later than that. Otherwise, it would show up as January 3rd, like, today. But the problem is, every website goes by UTC time, and I do not know why. Even our website, I think, goes by UTC time, too. It's quite interesting. So it's like everything is based over on the British coast. It's quite interesting. So, yeah, I do not know why. But anyway, what did those Brits say? Top of the morning to you, or is that Australia? I don't know. I could look it up. I think they say, like, top of the morning to you. No, that's Ireland. Irish. The Irish say top of the morning. But the Irish live in Ireland. Ireland's also part of the British. Isn't it? In fact, I know it is. So there you go. So there's a fact for you, because Ireland is indeed part of the UK, sort of. I know it is. So there you go. Anyway, coming up after the commercial break will be Alicia Cara, Scars You're Beautiful, and Cher's Believe. And then after that, we'll be doing Food Talk, by the way, guys. Quite interesting, huh? Yep. So there you go. Anyway, we might end up going early here, guys. Well, we might be okay, because it says it is round enough now. So, tell you what, we might just call it early here, guys. But I think we'll be okay at 8:10 anyway. Anyway, you're listening to Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Friday, January 3rd, 2025. Coming up is Food Talk. We'll be right back. Don't go away with more of the Morning Club. Yep. That was Believe by Cher and Scars You're Beautiful by Alicia Cara right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. So there you go. Anyway, it is now time for these, homemade, Thing Mint cookies, which is submitted by Kitchen Is My Play G. Well, it's Playground, but same thing. Probably the screen name was too long to put so many characters in, but oh well. it's on food.com, by the way, and, Here's what it says. Mix up a batch of chocolate sugar cookies and dunk them in peppermint-laced chocolate to enjoy a homemade version of this iconic cookie, even if there's no box inside. Really. I want to check this out, then. Now, this takes 3 hours to make, so be prepared. It yields 36 cookies, though, so it is worth it. There is 12 ingredients. Here's what you need. For the cookies, you need a 3/4 cup of unsalted butter at room temperature, one cup of granulated sugar, 1 egg, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1/4 teaspoon of peppermint extract, 1.5 cups of all-purpose flour, 3/4 cup of unsweetened cocoa powder. It has to be unsweetened, by the way. 1 teaspoon of baking powder. And 1/8 teaspoon of salt. For the chocolate topping, you need 14 ounces of semi-sweet chocolate. That's coarsely chopped. 1/2 teaspoon of canola oil. And 1/2 teaspoon of peppermint extract as well. So 9 steps, by the way, so let's be prepared for this. First, in the mixing bowl, beat the butter for about 30 seconds with an electric mixer at medium speed. Add the sugar and beat on medium speed until fluffy for about 1 minute. Add the egg, vanilla extract, add the peppermint extract, and beat until it's well combined, scraping down the sides of the bowl as needed. Now, in a separate bowl, whisk together the flour, cocoa powder, baking powder, and salt. Now, the mixer on just low speed, gradually add the flour mixture to the butter mixture, beating until it's just well combined. Divide the dough into 2 equal parts and use your hands to form each part into a disc. Wrap in plastic wrap and refrigerate for 1 hour. Okay, that's probably why it takes longer than normal. It may be tempting to skip the chilling time, but remember, chilling the dough is essential to keep the cookies from spreading while baking. Really. Now, working with one disc at a time, remove it from the refrigerator, roll it to 1/4 inch thickness. When you're rolling the dough, you want to sprinkle the cocoa powder on your work surface and rolling pin instead of the flour to avoid creating light spots on your cookies. Really. Use a 2-inch round cookie cutter to cut the dough into circles. Transfer cut circles to a baking sheet with a small spatula. Re-roll the remaining dough scraps and continue to cut the circles until all that dough is used. Then, you want to bake the cookies at 350 degrees for 8 minutes. The cookies will still appear soft, though, so allow it to cool on the baking sheet for another 5 minutes, and then transfer it to a wire rack to cool it completely. Place the chopped chocolate in the top of a double boiler over simmering water. Add the canola oil. Heat it, stirring frequently, until the chocolate is completely melted and smooth. Remove it from the heat and stir in the peppermint extract. Then, one at a time, dip each cooled cookie, in the chocolate. Place each cookie in the melted chocolate. Push down with a fork to submerge it completely. And use the fork to lift the cookie out. Gently tap the fork on the side of the bowl to allow the excess chocolate to drip off. Place the dipped cookies on a baking sheet with parchment or wax paper. Lined with parchment or wax paper, that is. And finally, allow the cookies to stand until that chocolate is completely set and you can finally eat them. There you go. No questions or replies, but there is at least one review, though. I'll just go ahead and read it. It's by Adopt a Greyhound. Excellent cookie. I chilled it for a couple days in a row, and I thinly sliced the bake, topped with the chocolate. They are so good, but rich, though. Makes sense. And these are that was homemade Thin Mint cookies by the 11 copycat Girl Scout cookie recipes. The pictures by it's by Adopted Greyhound. Okay, no, this is the reviews by okay, yeah, that review is from that was the review we actually read earlier. Okay, two ingredient Thin Mints. Let's see what this is about. Okay, this is literally just what it says, literally. It's, this imposter and the real deal. I actually overheard this recipe at a meeting when I was working as a journalist. I tried it, and it's a winner. You might be able to get more than 70 cookies out of this recipe. It's 2 cups of mint chocolate chips and 70 Ritz crackers. Wow, that is different, really. Anyway, it's very easy to do. It's ready in 50 minutes. It serves 70. Well, it makes 70 cookies, obviously. And there's just 2 ingredients, which obviously I've already read, so we don't have to worry about that. Here's the directions. First, you want to melt the mint chocolate chips in the microwave. Then you want to dip the crackers one at a time into the chocolate. Lay it on wax paper to set, and then store it in an airtight container, if there's any left, that is. And then I think that's it. You just gotta wait for a little bit, but there you go. But that's it takes 50 minutes. It doesn't seem to me it takes that long, though. Sounds weird, though, but yeah. I made these this morning. I should not have tried one. I wrapped up the rest as fast as I can. Okay, yeah, everyone loves these. Yeah, I should give them a try too, but they're so easy to make. Anyway, we're running low on time, guys. I'm just filling time here. I'm so sorry, guys. Anyway, change that so it's not distracting. Alright, there we go. Okay, cool. Alright, there we go. Got that in as quickly as I could. Thank you. Alright, so now we're gonna play, what should we play? Let's play Backstreet Boys this time. How about that? And after that, we'll play, let's see here. Trying to think. What about, Teenage Dream? Why not? I don't know, just so I know when I have to do it. Which will probably be very soon, guys. Just saying. I lost track of time, guys. I'm so sorry about that. But we're okay, I think. Yep, looks like we're okay. Alright, we'll just trigger at 8:30. So there you go, like we always do. Coming up next segment will be TMZ Celebrity News, as always. So there you go. So anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go away with Backstreet Boys and Katy Perry. TMZ News is coming up. Don't go away. Yep. That was Teenage Dream by Katy Perry and As Long As You Love Me by the Backstreet Boys. Right here on the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club. So there you go. Anyway, it is now time for TMZ Celebrity News. So let's get this show on the road. It looks like we're going to get off with a New Orleans terror attack again, with a new video showing deadly path as pedestrians run for their darn lives. Horrifying new footage has been uploaded, and they have obtained video, TMZ that is, showing a new angle of the New Orleans terror attack on Bourbon Street. It is indeed heartbreaking. You can see a crowd of people mulling about on the street. Excuse me, along with folks dancing on the sidewalk, celebrating the new year. Then, suddenly, people in the street scramble, clearly seeing the pickup truck with Shamsuddin Jabbar at the wheel, roaring toward them. It's pretty miraculous. Almost everyone scrambles to safety, moving as fast as they can to the sidewalk. We froze the video because the vehicle hits the woman in the white shirt and gray skirt. The truck launches her into the air. We also did not show others Jabbar hit as the car continues its deadly path. All right, here we go. Okay, didn't play the video. If I had to guess, it's probably deadly, and yeah, it's graphic video. But we are going to play it just for the heck of it, so you won't be able to see it, but you'll be able to hear it. So here we go. This is graphic. Viewer, listener discretion is advised. Here we go. Hey, it's silent, by the way. Okay, they froze the video, and okay, now just watch. There was some guy running towards. Yeah, okay, so it did actually. It hit her, like, front and center. Front and center, literally. Now, this footage, it doesn't have audio, by the way. You can see people running. Well, I can see people running, but yeah. I'll pause it when I have a chance. Actually, I'm just gonna seek it. I'll just pause it when it gets that. Yep, there we go. It literally hit a woman. But they didn't show that part, though, in the video, though. But it literally struck her front and center. It's so sad. But anyway, the video continues, showing people running down Bourbon Street along with cops and a security guard. Then suddenly everyone turns and runs back towards the camera. It appears this is when Jabbar got in a gunfight with police, which ended with two officers being shot and Jabbar dead. As you know, 14 people were killed in the attack. The FBI now says Jabbar acted alone, though. The authorities initially thought four others were accomplices, but a source with direct knowledge had told TMZ the three men and the women were just partiers who saw a cooler on the street and had opened it, thinking that there was liquor inside it. They apparently did not know the device inside it was an IED. Interesting. Anyway, now on to another kind of terrorist attack, ironically. The Las Vegas Cybertruck bomber that was on the Trump Las Vegas hotel, by the way, which we read about yesterday, by the way. I feel like Batman in my Cybertruck. I am Batman. Sorry about that. Matthew Lizzleberger fashioned himself as a superhero after renting a Tesla Cybertruck just days before detonating the vehicle in front of the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas. That's so ridiculous. The Army Special Forces active duty soldier told his ex-girlfriend Alicia Arrett he felt like Batman in the Musk truck. This was 2 days before that truck exploded. According to text obtained by the Denver Gazette, Lizzleberger wrote, I ran to a Tesla Cybertruck, it's the and followed up with more messages, photos, and videos of the truck. Let's keep reading about this. In another text, he flat out later said, I feel like Batman or Halo. The latter referring to the video game franchise, by the way, for the Xbox. When Arit asked how the fastest Cybertruck could go, Whistleburger simply replied, ungodly. That makes sense. Whistleburger rented the Cybertruck for the Turo app, believe it or not. Never heard of that one, but we'll get to it. But not really. I can't drive, by the way. The same one that was used to rent that truck in the New Orleans attack. Quite interesting. Cops haven't linked these two yet, but they are diving in to see if there is a connection, though. Livelsberger detonated the Tesla Cybertruck outside the Trump International Hotel in Vegas on New Year's Day, then shooting himself in the head just before the explosion. It blasted and injured 7 others as well. Interesting. Okay, it's 8:46 right now. Let's see if we have time for one more story. Meghan McCain slams out of touch with Meghan Markle. This is why the world doesn't like you, after all. Meghan McCain went nuclear on Meghan Markle's over her tone-deaf trailer for upcoming Netflix cooking and lifestyle series, With Love, Meghan. Essentially saying for someone who fled the royal family, it's rich she's now acting like an aristocrat. McCain was reacting to the promo of her new Netflix show on Netflix, in which Meghan shows off her culinary skills with her smiley friends in the fancy kitchen that screens the privilege for it. Her celeb guests include Mindy Kaling, Roy Choi, Alice Waters, and former Suits co-star Abigail Spencer. Interesting. Meghan's now saying there has been 2 terror attacks in 2 days, Major was raging, Americans can't pay for darn groceries. We are a county in rage, uncertainly intensity right now. Short story, she calls Markle's cooking venture out of touch. Oh my god. This is what people should be listening to if this is what's going on right now. McCain went on to slam Markle for feeding her ego instead of producing a show to help bring fresh food to food deserts in low-income neighborhoods. And McCain had dropped the mic with this. This is why the world doesn't like you, after all. Nothing else. Just completely uttering tone-deaf for the moment. Meghan and Harry may have had the last laugh. They were in the middle of a $100 million deal with Netflix. Although that buzz is that the streamer hasn't been thrilled with the content that M&H are pumping out. But to be fair, no one's been really happy with what Netflix has been pumping out, really. As far as their original content is concerned. So yeah, there you go. So yeah, all 3 of those stores were not happy at all. Quite interesting. I am genuinely surprised. Oh well. Anyway, hopefully our next segment will be way happier, which will be Pokemon Go. Which is coming up at 9 AM, by the way, in the second half of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. So there you go. I will have now. My tablet did die, by the way, again, and that seems to be a common theme for me. The tablet died. I didn't have time to charge it today. But I think I have an idea, though. I am going to Bluetooth my phone to the mixer, and we'll see if we can play Pokemon Go on it with Jesse Wild and Jesse Hack 95 as well. So that'll be really fun, guys. So there you go. Let's play Rolling in the Deep by Adele and Take on Me by A-ha. So there you go. I'll put the item in so we'll know when to trigger it at the proper time. Also, it'll be really soon. Real soon. In fact, I'll just remove it because I'll be at 8:50. There we go. Anyway, coming up is Pokemon Go at 9 AM. We'll probably start with Jesse Wild first because it's probably still going to do the same thing with my Apple account. Or Red account, you get the idea. But anyway, Pokemon Go is coming up in the second half. Don't go away. Yep. That was Take On Me by A-ha and Rolling the Deep by Adele, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. We are now in the second half of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, and here we go with Pokemon Go. Now again, my Jesse Hack account refused to work, as always. But I was able to log into Jesse Wild on my phone, although I had to log into Facebook all over again. I did not want to load the Facebook app for some reason, just wanted to load it in a mobile web browser, so it's quite interesting. So I kind of had to do that off the air for a second, guys, while we're on commercial. But I got done in less than 10 minutes, so that's good. I also got sound working as well. It's already connected to the mixer, so here we go. Turn this up, and here we go. Oh, we might have to turn it up a little bit. Maybe I should turn up the sound on here, actually. Yeah, that's what we need to do. There we go. That'll work. Yeah, we're signed in as Jesse Wild. This is just temporary, by the way. Excuse me? Excuse me again. I can probably throw a Pokemon at Jesse, okay? I'll probably have to charge my phone soon. But it should be okay right now. This guy worth nada. Bye bye. I think this is under events, ain't it? Yep. I'll do it. Popplio. I know I got one to get too. We'll just throw candy beer at him. Get extra candy for the heck of it. There we go. And by the way, I do already have this guy on this account because I participated in a community day event with this guy. So there you go. Yeah. Alright, Bidoof, yes, we'll get ahead and get you one. Pokeball work. Yeah, man. Thank you, John. Alright. Alright, it's not worth anything. We'll just throw it away. Save space. Alright. Next one on the agenda is Eevee. Yep. Yep. He was pretty weak too, so... Alright, dodge it for some reason. Yeah, there we go. I like to do that sometimes. There we go. Perfect. It's probably not going to be a perfect one. It's only one star. Only good deal on its offense. We'll just throw it away. I wish. Alright, we got two more Pokemon here. There's more Pokemon shown than there was on the tablet. Keep in mind I'm playing this on my phone instead. This is just temporary, though. So we have not there this time. Let's use a Great Ball. Probably making a big mistake here. We'll do anyway. Yep. Hasn't broke free or well, broke free, but didn't run away though. But I can use a raspberry and try that. No, it did broke free again. Okay. Let me try candyberry. Let me try my last ultra ball, see if that'll do any good. Still didn't look too promising. Oh, maybe it did. I stand corrected. Alright, was it worth? It's two stars. You know what? Let's just hold on to it anyway. Screw it. Darn it. Pokemon storage is full? Really? Don't have enough coins to upgrade either. Darn it. We might have to, pull out some. I guess that's good enough. Say, claim the reward. There we go. January 3rd. Now we should be able to catch this guy now. Here we go. And that berry. Definitely sitting there, but oh well. I wish I'd got the circle there. It's a little bit tricky. He's so close, though. Yep, he broke free. That was my last great ball. So we only have Pokeballs now. Alright, let's just use a raspberry, because all we have is Pokeballs now, so we'll probably have no chance against him now. Yeah. Alright, just run away. I don't even care. I think I just claimed that, did I? Yeah, it was just five candy berries, I think. But I could check today, though. Maybe it was under events. Because swore there was one mission I thought I claimed, though. Huh. Maybe I did not. Oh well. Get out of that. Well, like I said, I could have caught it, but I did not. But looks like there's no Pokemon here now, though, so that's kind of unfortunate. But anyway, we can do something here. Let's go ahead and beat our Pokemon at gyms. There we go. We'll feed this guy first. I mean, might as well. Got 22 golden raspberries I could work with. Zoroark. Yeah, why not? This is my yellow account, by the way, we're working with. If you're wondering. It's just temporary, by the way. Yeah, go ahead. I think there's one more, I think. Maybe that was it. All I see is four hearts. Yeah, I think that was it. Yep. Primeria is in Birch Park, I believe. Yes, indeed. Been there for one day, it looks like. Let's see here. Right on, it's been there for a week also. No one seems to be killing it. It's quite interesting. Come on, can I get to that Oreoco there? It doesn't look like I can. Sometimes you have to swipe to it, but it doesn't look like it's letting me, though. Ah, there we go. That must be much more healthier. Cleaver, I believe this is by, Old Mill, yes. Okay, we'll do mine. Jesse Wild, yes. This Pokemon does not want any more berries. Well, that's whatever. I guess we'll just go to commercial then. We'll put the commercial in, but okay. Zoroark needs a treat. Well, I already fed you. Cleaver needs some attention. Well, I tried that, but it didn't work out. Anyway, maybe they'll give me coins, because I didn't earn any coins today anyway, I checked. I think it was zero. It was. Anyway, enough of all that, I guess. Coming up in the next segment, we'll try and connect to my Jesse Hack account, which I haven't played in ages, it seems. Or we could just continue playing as Jesse Wild, I don't know. Feel more tempted to play as Jesse Wild. We need to continue on with playing Jesse Hack. But you know what? I think we'll just play with Jesse Wild anyway, because it's got probably in gyms anyway. I don't know. I'm sorry, I'm just filling time, guys. My mistake. Anyway, Morgan, there we go. Let's put music in. We better hurry up and do this. I'm gonna have to put shorter songs in. Damn. Let's put in Beautiful Things by Benson Boone and Grenade by Bruno Mars, because why not? Yeah, I'll put the audio in so I know when I have to trigger this. Yeah, we'll do that, because at least that, cause those songs are shorter, and then I have to can fill in more time. So yeah, I think coming up in the next time, we'll do more Pokemon Go again with Jesse Wild. And then the last segment, I think we'll try to play as Jesse Hack 95, presumably, and then maybe if we have time we could do a weather report in the last part there. We'll see, though. It's better than doing a recap and a weather report, but you get the idea. But yeah, just to fill time, but there you go. But anyway, alright, again, I have to wait 10 seconds. Okay, yeah, 9:10:32, that should be good enough. Anyway, coming up in the next segment, I think we might do some in the Battle Zone with Jesse Wild, see how that goes. Anyway, we'll be right back with more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club with Pokemon Go. Don't go away. Yep. That was Grenade by Bruno Mars and Beautiful Things by Benson Boone right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, it is now time to get back to Pokemon Go in our next segment at 9:20 a.m., and here we go. Turn it up, back up. And this time we're going to do some battling. Again, as I said earlier, Now, of course, since I've already battled the tablet, we just can't battle the tablet because obviously it's dead, but of course everything carries over. We still got to battle one more time. We'll do the Great League this time, like we were doing last time. Let's see, we'll change the party up a little bit. Change it to combat power. And we'll just set to start on Pokemon, so that way we can use Pokemon that are free stars. Okay, yeah, Sylveon looks good to me. We'll use Herdier and, Rapidash, why not? There we go. Let's work with that party for now. Just for the heck of it. And here we go. We're going to battle with this guy known as Leo353, looks like. There's Chansey, looks like. Let's go. Use the shield. We didn't use it though. Probably should have though. We're gonna be smart and use ours though. Okay, she's two down. Now we just got Chansey left. Yeah, we might win this, guys. There's only one Pokemon down. I still got two left. Let me try Dazzling Gleam again. Here we go. Let's make it count. Come on. That might work. Okay, she did block it that time. Alright, yeah, go ahead. Even though it's in the red, it don't really matter. Sylveon did such a good darn job, but didn't even need to swap out anything. God. Sylveon was kick butt. Claim the rank awards. Oh wow, rank 2, what do you know? Stardust. Yeah. Wow, Sylveon really kicked her butt. They're all free of their butts. That was crazy. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, that was crazy. We can keep battling, though. Let's go. I think this time we'll do the Holiday Cup little edition, because why not? Then we can only use certain types of Pokemon. Okay, we'll just use free stars, like always. Sword by combat power, but it can only use up to 500. We'll use Smoliv, Bulbasaur, that's why not, and, I think that one is Star just because it's, shiny. Actually, no, I think that was a free star. I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah, I remember now. Yeah, that was a shiny free star Seedot I evolved in. I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah, let's go with it. I'll have to check later, though, but I'm pretty sure it was a free star shiny Seedot before I evolved it later. But I'm pretty sure it was. Okay, here we go. And then there's certain types you have to go against. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1, and go. Here we go. Haha, super effective and small, but that's not good. You may lose this one. So far, it doesn't look okay, but that is a grass poison type. Let me try Nuzleaf. That's not looking good. Come on. Yeah, go ahead. It may not matter, though. You might just get knocked out anyway at that last point. Use Rap. I got him out, at least. Maybe not. But let's say it's knocked out. Okay, there it goes. I got Growlithe now. one Pokemon left, Bulbasaur. Yeah, we're gonna lose this. There's Slipmon. Yeah, might as well. Is it gonna do us any good? No. We'll try anyway. Excellent, that's good. He blocked it though, that's not good. That's okay. Okay, we'll just let override this because I have no shields left. Okay. Maybe this will be the last battle we do. We're running low on time, I just realized. It's not very effective, really? That's right, yeah, you know, he uses all the shields, I believe. Okay, that was his last one. Down there, no. Probably knocked out before he used it again. Very likely, because he's in the red now. Yeah. Bye-bye, Bulbasaur. Okay, it's a good effort. Go ahead and back out of this, and go down there. And just to fill in time, we'll catch a Pokemon really quick. I know this sound got cut out, but it's okay. I can tell you right now it's Clefairy. I'm going to use a Candy Berry on it, which I just realized it may be a little bit tricky. Because I'm using a... Because all I have is regular Pokeballs. Yeah. You know what? It doesn't matter. We got to put a commercial in now. And with the sound cutting out, we can't really hear it that well anymore. Because we can't really hear it at all. Anyway... At least we got to hear the battle sounds, at least. So, there you go. Thinking the last segment, I'll log out and re-log in as Jesse Hack, and hopefully maybe the sound will work again. If it doesn't, oh well. We'll see, though. Anyway, that. I've hesitated here. Yep. Okay, that's... Okay, yeah, that's good now. That's about 3 minutes, I believe. Just put the music in now. Alright, let's put something different in this time. Let's put in Carrie Underwood before he cheats. About 3 minutes, of course. And then after that, we'll play Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper. Simple as that. Put the item in so I know what I have to deal with. We might over, I don't know. We might be okay, though. Because it's only 9:29, almost. So we might be okay. We might have to go over just a hair. But we should be okay, though, I think. Maybe by the very least 10 seconds. Yeah, maybe 12. I don't know. But yeah, we were playing with Jesse Wild for the last two segments. That was Jesse Wild 223. So there you go. Anyway, it's a cool account. It's on Team Instinct, Team Yellow, by the way. And coming up next, we might try to log out and log into my Jesse Hack account, assuming it'll work, which I'm pretty sure it will. But we might just stay on... You know, it's funny, though. It's actually wanting to connect to my Pokeball on Jesse Wild now. It's quite interesting. But also the Pokeball, it's dead, though. My Pokeball Plus Plus, or whatever the heck you call it. It's also used for Pokemon Sleep, too. But I don't really play Pokemon Sleep that much. I probably should get into that as well. I've probably been missing out a lot of events on that. I haven't even got any notifications for Pokemon Sleep, quite interestingly enough. So, yeah, we'll just remove that. It's 9:30:10. Anyway. So, yeah, coming up, we'll do Pokemon Go. We'll just try to do Jesse Hack 95, assuming it'll work. But anyway, coming up, Pokemon Go with Jesse Hack. Don't go away. Yep. That was Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper. And Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. So there you go. Anyway, it is now time to play Pokemon Go once again. This time with my Rain Red account. What else? And by the way, I was able to actually sign in successfully. Although I did have to restart the app to do it because I think it got hung up on that sign out thing. But no big deal. That's just how the Natic rolls, I guess. It looks like we have an egg hatching, guys, so let's see what it is. Looks like it's Clam Pearl, looks like. As you can probably tell by the cry. Let's see what's worth. Ah, 3 stars, huh? I have enough candy to evolve it, guys. You know what? Should we evolve it? Let me check its statics here. Hey, you know what? What the heck? Let's just do it. Plus, also don't know what it turns into, so we might as well. I'm just curious how the devil will see what it turns into. Orbis! I never had this entry. I think that's something different, I think. Yeah, I think it's IV stay the same, too, yeah. Alright, let's see. Well, December 3rd. Just hatch this one. I don't have any super incubators. At the very least, we can do that. Again, we are signed in as JesseHack95. We'll go ahead and open up Blue's gift, because why not? Assuming I have room in my bag. God, I hope I do. Okay, it looks like I do, otherwise that gift would not open. Alright, good enough for me. See how many coins I have. I have 390. Looks like the next community day is Spragato. For $1.99. It's on January 5th, formerly my mom's birthday. May she rest in peace. I already have Meow Scarda, though. But it's nice to have them all. That's just the premium day one, though. I did not walk any kilometers last week, though. It probably wants me to enable Adventure Sync. Let's fix that. Where are you at? Where's Adventure Sync at? It's not under AR. General... Adventure Sync. Let's turn this on. Okay, there we go. Okay. Okay, now it says 16.4 kilometers. Okay, Winston found a candy. It's not showing his thing there for some reason. Let's catch Eevee here. I got more balls and berries on this account, so it makes sense to just do it on here. I think I used a candy berry, I'm not sure. I think I did. One day streak. Again, I haven't played Pokemon on this account for who knows how long. I did get a 5-day streak on Jesse Wild, so there you go. Just like the other one, I don't think it was worth anything. Shadow Raid's gonna start nearby, don't know where it's at. Events here. I'm not gonna be able to claim this one. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to claim any of these ones except Rowl. I'm so disappointed, but it's okay, though. I'm not really worried about that. I probably shouldn't even claim this, but we could at least claim the Rowlet, though. Because there's no way I'll be able to claim the others, though, because there's only, like, 23 hours left. At least Jesse Wild got the others. If I have to, I could trade them over, but... at least I got this one, at least. I'll probably just end up throwing it away. I have a feeling it's worth nothing anyway. Let's see if it's 2 stars. Actually, it's free. Really? I might as well keep it then. If it's 3 stars, it's a keeper. It might evolve. I don't know. Oh, well. Like I said, I haven't played this on this account in so long. I feel quite disappointed. But yeah, there's no way I'm going to be able to do the other ones. But besides, I did the other ones with Jesse Wild, but I could trade them over, and that screws over their ratings. Well, I guess I could get the field box by transferring 10 Pokemon, I guess. See if we get something good out of it. Zero star. Frozen Pokemon I haven't caught. 5, 6, 7. You know, it's just Froli, whatever. There we go. Yep, can I do that? Stardust, Ultra Balls, Experience. Yes, we'll start with counter with a Frigibax. We'll give it a Pinat Berry. I need Astro Candy for him anyway. Thank you, Lycanroc. His name is actually Winston, by the way, but close enough. What is this guy worth? 22 stars. Oh well. Claim that. No. Anything under special? Doesn't look like it. I know there's anything under events. Just swipe it. There we go. Well, maybe there is. No, there's not. Okay, what is this deal then? I don't know. It looks okay now. There we go. Alright, so there we go. Perfect. Alright, good enough. Alright, cool. Well, I guess that might do it for Pokemon Go, guys. I do not know. We'll try to catch Ekans now. Before we can try catching all this Pokemon, but it just burned off space. It'll burn off more space. Darn it. I did make three great throws, so I can at least claim that mission at least. Okay, here we go. Not so much. I just realized I have 500 Ekans candy. What the heck? I got 501 now. Alright, I think that might do it for Pokemon Go, guys. I put the final break in, guys. That will also do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, also. Sorry to say. So, yeah. Is what is. Anyway, it was fun while it lasted, I guess. But either way, yeah. I guess that's 3 minutes, yeah. Let's put the last songs in. What will they be? We'll see. Let's put in Baby One More Time by Britney Spears. And, of course, Adele, Take... Not... That was Aha. We put it out already. This is Easy on Me by Adele, I mean. What I'm saying. Anyway, there we go. Anyway, yeah. Anyway, I still got a little bit left to talk with you guys. I would read a weather report, but I don't know if we really have time for that. Close off the web browser. And by the time I load it up, it'll be too late, because it takes a while to load. So, like I said, you can read the weather online at tfxradio.rf.gd. That's where you can go to. Click on the weather link. And you can, like, find a weather widget there that gives you, like, a 5 or 7 day weather forecast, I believe. It's really cool. It's really nice. You gotta check it out. It's all cool there. My New Year's Eve, 2025. Live specials also there is a blog post and an amended audio player too. So pretty cool. Pretty cool. Anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and close out Pokemon Go here now. So it doesn't drain the battery that much. And yeah, that's probably gonna do it for this show, guys. So there you go. And that me, and since today's Friday, I guess I will not be back on till January 6th, interestingly enough. So, oh well. But until then, I guess I'll see you on Monday, everyone. But until then, goodbye, everyone. Bye-bye. Yep.